I'm author and athlete Brad Kearns. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life. Visit bradkearns.com for great resources on healthy eating, exercise, and lifestyle. And here we go with the show. And there's a great book by Denise Minger called Death by Food Pyramid, where she also goes into detail about the mechanisms that enabled this flawed science to rise to the forefront and the government policy to rise to the forefront. Maintaining functional muscle strength, muscle mass throughout life is the key to aging gracefully. It's the key to longevity and health span and living a long, active, vibrant, energetic life. When you consume processed foods, you become inefficient at generating cellular energy internally, so you have to overeat just to make it through the day. I'm pleased to present B-Rad Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of five-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy three, get one free, and make the super fuel a centerpiece of your daily routine. Greetings, listeners. It's time for part two of five tips to age gracefully and optimize energy and body composition. And recall in part one, we talked about the tremendous importance of cleaning up your diet as step number one on the list of five steps. If you still have processed foods lingering around, you are headed for trouble, lifelong insidious weight gain, and the introduction of disease risk factors, which are so prevalent today, it's absolutely shocking. The rates of metabolic syndrome type 2 diabetes continue to grow. Dr. Doug McGuff in the book Primal Prescription contends that if they continue at this rate, the caring for type 2 diabetes alone will bankrupt the United States Treasury by the year 2060 because it's so expensive to care for the chronically ill, which is where the majority of Americans in particular are headed, with the shocking stats that two-thirds of American adults are classified as overweight or obese outside of their healthy body composition, and actually half of the number there are all the way into the obese category. And the main way that we get there, as detailed with my great interview with Dr. Robert Lustig, author of Metabolical, the main path is a diet of processed foods. Remember Dr. Cordain contending that 71% of the calories in the modern diet come from processed foods that were absent during Paleolithic times. Dr. Kate Shanahan cites research that 40% of all the calories that you consume from restaurant meals are coming from refined industrial seed oils where they cook the food in or make the sauces and toppings. Dr. Andrew Weil, another credible resource, contends that 20% of all the calories in the modern diet come from soybean oil alone. So the number one objective is to ditch the refined industrial seed oils with zero tolerance immediately and today. Throw away any products that might be lingering in your house, such as the cooking oils, canola, corn, soybean, sunflower, safflower, And all the processed products, frozen products that contain these oils, they're sneaky, they're everywhere. They're in most of the condiments. That's why Primal Kitchen was started up, to provide salad dressing and mayonnaise alternatives. And you have to look carefully, because things, innocent looking things like a box of crackers or a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, will indeed give you another dose of these industrial seed oils. And also on this list of nutrient deficient toxic modern foods to eliminate are the refined grains and sugars, and of course all the wonderful concoctions that are made with some or all of these big three toxic modern foods. And that includes the sweetened beverages, which are widely containing forms of processed sugar. And boy, I talk to so many people that contend that they eat clean, they scrutinize labels, they care about their health, they shop at the right stores, and shockingly, the presence of these seed oils is still pretty glaring. And that includes people who go to the widely regarded as superior Whole Foods Market chain. And I love those guys too, and I always seek them out when I'm traveling to a new city and want to stock up. However, they have allowed seed oils to continue to pervade products on their shelves and at their hot bar. It's an absolute disgrace. The science is mounting at a fever pitch pace, to the extent that it's virtually undisputed by experts in nutrition science, medical science, ancestral health, that these things are a complete disaster to consume. But we still have segments of the population that are hanging on to the flawed and dated dogma that saturated fat is evil, and that switching over from butter to margarine, as we were told 50 years ago with government policy and marketing influences, we were told to do that. We tried to obey the people that were health conscious and dutifully got rid of all the nasty saturated fat in the diet, and instead went to the high polyunsaturated products, including the oils and the foods made with them. And it's been a great disaster to human health. Dr. Kate Shanahan's show talks about how she calls it one giant governmental experiment to see how many people will die when switching over to processed foods. That's tough talk, but in detail in that interview, she talks about how the flawed science came to be. There's a great book by Denise Minger called Death by Food Pyramid, where she also goes into detail about the mechanisms that enabled this flawed science to rise to the forefront and the government policy to rise to the forefront. So if you're talking to someone in the mainstream health realm that's telling you to watch out for your egg consumption and your saturated fat intake, and instead switch to things like the butter-like spreads and sprays and condiments, that person is about 50 years behind the cutting-edge science revealing that high polyunsaturated vegetable oils, or seed oils as they're both known, are just inflicting oxidative damage immediately upon ingestion, so much so that Dr. Kate says they're literally no different than drinking a bottle of radiation when you put these seed oils into your body. So I can't emphasize that enough. It's so great to see many of the big voices and the most respected voices in ancestral health hammering this point home, starting with Kate, who's been the crusader for over a decade. Dr. Paul Saladino is doing a great job highlighting this as the number one dietary enemy. Same with Dr. Ron Sinha and his fairly new podcast called the Meta Health Podcast. So go check that out. He's also a former guest, and he gives you these nice bite-sized shows in an educational format where you can learn about the science in a user-friendly manner. So first and foremost, ditch those toxic foods and give yourself a fighting chance at health. And as I talked about in show number one, this category of eliminating difficult to digest foods also includes some of the plant superstars that potentially can cause problems due to reactions to the natural plant toxins contained in them, foods in the categories of roots, seeds, stems, and leaves. So yes, it's time to second guess our spinach and almond salad. Those are two of the foods with the highest levels of oxalates, which cause problems with nutrient absorption and overstress the kidneys. And this is a bit of a controversial topic when you're calling into question some of the true superstars, longtime superstars in the plant kingdom, the centerpiece of people's whole foods plant-based diets. But it's important to understand the individuality here. And if you have any type of inflammatory or autoimmune condition that's lingering and nagging, or you have frequent bouts of gas, bloating, digestive pain in association with meals, difficulties or irregularities with elimination, you owe it to yourself to perform an experiment and exclude some of the leading suspects in causing these conditions through the ingestion of plant toxins. Of course, much more difficult to process when the foods are consumed in raw form. So I mentioned that spinach and almond salad as an example, or the raw green produce smoothie that I once was consuming every day, inspired by Dr. Rhonda Patrick's viral YouTube video to dump a bunch of celery and beets and kale and spinach and carrots into a smoothie and blend it up and getting this huge dose of wonderful plant nutritious agents, but it was also a huge dose of toxins. And interestingly enough, the levels of toxins, the danger factor, somewhat correlates with the nutritional benefits bestowed upon these foods. And that's because, as detailed in my shows with Dr. Paul Saladino, when you consume a natural plant toxin, your body mounts an appropriate antioxidant defense response. So the liver gets its spinach and almond salad or the raw kale smoothie and starts to pump out higher levels of the master internal antioxidant glutathione. And so you get a net, supposedly a net overall antioxidant anti-inflammatory benefit from consuming these superstar plant foods. But it can come with side effects, or as Dr. Saladino says, the package insert, like you're familiar when you can, when you get a prescription drug. It always has a little piece of paper inside describing how it can cause vomiting, nausea, heart attacks, all that stuff. So it's just something to think about and add into this objective of cleaning up your diet. Remember that little quip from Brian Sanders' Peak Human podcast, where he says he likes to score his foods in a very simple manner, where anything processed is a minus one, vegetables are a zero, and fruit and meat and animal foods are a plus one. Maybe not everyone in the world agrees with that, but it's becoming more and more compelling to think along these lines and do some personal experimenting and acknowledging that the true nutrient superstar foods of the earth are found in the animal kingdom, largely. That's what my Carnivore Scores food rankings chart is all about. And speaking of the Carnivore Scores chart, that brings us to item number two on the five tips to age gracefully list. And that is, once you've cleaned up your diet and you have a little room in your cupboards and your refrigerator, you can emphasize nutrient-dense, easy-to-digest foods. I'm so excited to introduce you to Paluva. This is a new zero-drop minimalist shoe with the distinctive five-toe design from my main man, Mark Sisson. Paluvas give you the most authentic barefoot-style experience, but with sufficient cushioning so you can use them for all manner of daily movement, especially walking and many other fitness and athletic activities. Paluvas are also incredibly stylish, so you get a barefoot shoe that you're not embarrassed to wear around in daily life. It's been so cool to see the popularity of minimalist shoes grow over the recent years, but Paluvas are a step ahead of every other zero-drop wide-box shoe because of the critical feature of individual five-toe articulation, a separate slot for each of your toes. This allows for correct dynamic movement of the foot through the walking or running stride, which is impossible when your toes are encased into a single box, even a wide box. Well, you might know that minimalist shoes have faced controversy in recent years for causing injuries from inappropriate use. So here is the big picture mission. We want to get you walking in pullovers, living in your pullovers, going barefoot in your home or other safe areas as often as possible. Go ahead and use your specialized cushiony running shoes or your basketball shoes, work boots, high heels, things that you want to wear when you want to wear them, but wear your pullovers as much as possible to reawaken the natural functionality of the human foot to stand, walk, run, and perform. Do you want to try a pair? I'm certain that when you put them on and walk around, you are going to quickly realize that these are the most comfortable natural shoes that you've ever worn. They are designed to feel like you're, quote, walking barefoot on a putting green. Please visit pulluva.com, that's P-E-L-U-V-A, and use the code BRADPODCAST and get 10% off your first pair. Pulluvas, let your feet be feet. And if you want a quick takeaway, let's call it meat and fruit. And I am so excited about this evolution in the conversation, in the strategy, in the philosophy. You've heard my many shows and commentary about the idea of energy balance and transitioning kind of beyond the restrictive dietary strategies that have been popular in recent years, things like intermittent fasting and keto and carb restriction, in favor of striving for maximum cellular energy status at all times. So in practical terms, for me, what it's looked like is switching from a morning period of routine fasting until midday in the name of health benefits and accruing all these wonderful benefits that are attached to fasting, like the anti-inflammatory boost, the immune boost, the cellular repair, all that great stuff. Switching from that to starting my day striving for a fully fueled state. So that is a big giant bowl of fruit and a super nutrition protein smoothie with my brand new product, the BRAD Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, and all kinds of other ingredients. So you could call it actually a high carb, high protein, high fat smoothie. I have a bunch of frozen liver chunks in there. I have the liquid being bone broth. So I'm getting good nutritious fats from the liver and the bone broth. I'm getting a lot of the very best whey protein isolate in the world. And you're going to hear much more about that as soon as this product launches. Of course, I'm putting in a whole bunch of capsules, including my concoction, my array of ancestral supplements products, especially MOFO. So it's an easy way to make sure I swallow a whole bunch of capsules, less annoying than swallowing them one by one. So I got the protein in there, I got the healthy fats, and then I have a whole bunch of frozen fruit, which helps to flavor it appropriately along with the fresh fruit I'm eating. And that represents my morning for the past 6 months on a streak and counting. And overall, beyond that morning switch over from fasting to a big dose of nutritious foods, I'm also making a concerted effort to consume more calories overall. And that is in the name of this maximum cellular energy status so that I can become more active, energetic, productive, and turn up all those important health dials such as reproduction, repair, growth, and locomotion. Locomotion being like my exercise, my training, so I can recover faster when I'm fully fueled. My thyroid, my adrenal, my libido, and my repair processes in the body are all upregulated to optimize and make me a more active person. In contrast, as the thinking goes, and as my interviews with Jay Feldman go into great detail, if you are playing with potentially effective tools such as fasting and keto, you run the risk of overloading on stress factors in your life, overstressing yourself, and causing compensation factors to kick in. This is the compensation theory as applied to exercise alone. It contends that if you push yourself super hard with that awesome 6 a.m. spinning class and then decide to fast for several hours after that, your body is going to go into survival mode with these genetically programmed stress mechanisms that are designed to provide the energy you need, such as burning body fat or making ketones, and also conserve energy by turning down your dials, turning down your flames. And body temperature is a great way to test and assess whether you might be in that turning down the dials category. Elle Russ talks about that in my interview with her about thyroid function, where a symptom of sluggish thyroid is a lower than normal body temperature. And you can take your temperature if you suspect that you're maybe doing this to yourself with your enthusiasm for fasting, keto, and exercise. And in my personal example, I contend that my main goal is peak performance and recovery, and more performance and more recovery in pursuit of maintaining cardiovascular fitness and functional muscle strength throughout life. And the great leaders in longevity research, some of the most popular podcasters like Dr. Andrew Huberman of Huberman Lab, Dr. Peter Attia of The Drive Podcast, former guest on my show, are in wide agreement and emphatic opinion that maintaining functional muscle strength, muscle mass throughout life is the key to aging gracefully. It's the key to longevity and health span and living a long, active, vibrant, energetic life. Now, I have a show coming up with Mark Sisson where we sort some of these things out, because we've also been told that becoming calorically efficient, getting really good at fasting, getting fat and keto adapted, being a clean burning machine instead of eating too much food, we've been told that that is a wonderful path to longevity and organ repair and renewal when you go into extreme fasting like 72 hours. And these ideas seemingly conflict with each other. That's why I had to go to my main man, listen to the Sisson, to help us sort it out. And so really, everyone is in pursuit of thriving. And you're going to love that show where Mark breaks it down. And really, what we turn out to discover is that you want to optimally fuel yourself, and certainly not overfuel yourself. And today, there's so many people in that category of consuming, first of all, the metabolic disruptor foods, as they are known on the Energy Balance podcast, Mike Fave and Jay Feldman. So when you consume processed foods, you become inefficient at generating cellular energy internally. So you have to overeat just to make it through the day and get through the afternoon blues with another crappy energy bar or whatever. And then you feel tired and burnt out in the evening. So you reach for a pint of Ben and Jerry's and you go down that slippery slope to disease, demise. And that's something that we all want to escape. And so when we go for this metabolic flexibility, metabolic efficiency, there are many ways to describe it. And I'm in favor of this vision of longevity being active, energetic, productive, athletic, if you're so inclined, but in general, being fully fueled for an energetic lifestyle. And I think all these ideas can reconcile nicely. And for most of us, we could benefit from becoming more active. There's not too many people out there who are too active for their longevity prospects, although the extreme exercisers, as I was once for about 10 years, I was certainly compromising my longevity by training to the extreme. But for most of us, we'd benefit from getting more low-level general everyday movement, as well as a nice consistent pattern of brief explosive high-intensity workouts. And so putting all that together, how can we optimize for that? That would be pursuing the most nutritious foods and eating substantial amounts of them. And I'm going to bet that whoever you are, if you are eating cleanly and moving frequently and putting in that intensity stuff that's sending the right signals to your genes, you are going to achieve your ideal body composition very efficiently over time without worrying about things like restricting calories to the extent of suffering or feeling those compensation factors kicking in, like being tired and sluggish and not getting through your workouts appropriately. So that is the objective number two on the list, is to strive for a diet of maximum dietary nutrient density. And I'm going to wrap it up there so we can have a nice, tidy, individual episode for each of the five tips to age gracefully. We've covered food extensively in one and two. One, ditch the junk food. Two, surround yourself with the most nutrient-dense, easy-to-digest foods, the quintessential foods of human evolution like meat, fruit, and other superstars in the Carnivore Scores food rankings chart that you can navigate to at bradkearns.com. Thank you so much for listening and aging gracefully together with me on this journey. Please send us your questions, comments, feedback to podcast@bradventures.com. And I always appreciate you spreading the word. We work so hard on these shows. We appreciate that exciting move into the top 10 category on Apple Podcasts fitness category, because that helps more new listeners come to the show. And doing your part to spread the word is a big, huge help. So thanks a lot. Let's keep the momentum going. Have a great day. Dun, 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 dun. Greetings, my fitness-minded listeners. I want to acquaint you with the Primal Fitness Expert Certification Program, the most comprehensive home study multimedia fitness education course in the world. If you want to enhance your personal knowledge of all aspects of leading a healthy, active, fit lifestyle, this total immersion course will be life-changing. I'm the lead instructor and author of the course, and we have 14 chapters of extensive written content with over 100 accompanying videos covering topics such as general everyday movement, including micro workouts and dynamic workstation tips, the full experience of gym-based strength training and all the different modalities, a complete presentation on all aspects of sprinting, both running and low impact options, an assortment of high intensity interval training and high intensity repeat training strategies, a detailed education on the principles and practical application of aerobic endurance training, and extensive commentary, the most you will find in any publication, on all aspects and symptoms of overtraining and burnout. We even have fascinating peripheral topics like integrating nasal diaphragmatic breathing, dynamic stretching, injury prevention, and developing a peak performance mindset. It's really something, this course. We went all out for over 2 years with a great team to develop this amazing home-based fitness education for you. And you get one-on-one expert email support and private Facebook group connection throughout your studies to ensure that you absorb everything optimally and you pass your series of exams and get certified. So go to primalhealthcoach.com/Brad to enjoy a very special limited time. And I'm not kidding. This is a big time discount just for you. 25% off your tuition. A fantastic premium offer at primalhealthcoach.com/Brad for the most comprehensive fitness course you can ever find. Thank you for listening to the show. I love sharing the experience with you and greatly appreciate your support. Please email podcast@bradventures.com with feedback, suggestions, and questions for the Q&A shows. Subscribe to our email list at bradkearns.com for a weekly blast about the published episodes and a wonderful bi-monthly newsletter edition with informative articles and practical tips for all aspects of healthy living. You can also download several awesome free ebooks when you subscribe to the email list. And if you could go to the trouble to leave a 5 or 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to the shows, that would be super incredibly awesome. It helps raise the profile of the BRAD podcast and attract new listeners. And did you know that you can share a show with a friend or loved one by just hitting a few buttons in your player and firing off a text message? My awesome podcast player called Overcast allows you to actually record a soundbite excerpt from the episode you're listening to and fire it off with a quick text message. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And remember, be rad.